Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, remember, we're in the midst of talking about where are you? Time to take a little bit of stock in our life, see where we are. Compared to what? The heavenly vision. Who we were created to be in Christ. As I've said to you many times lately, it isn't enough just to see Christ. Yes, that's where it all begins, but you have to see who you are in Christ, or else it just tends to be something that stays outside of you. Christ is being formed in you, and as He is being formed in you, there is a you in Christ, the heavenly vision, the eternal gifted spirit with an eternal purpose, even in the here and now. So how's that going for you? Well, don't give up. You need a Savior and you have one, and you can be what God wants you to be. I used to do something, not proud of it, but if I thought there was going to be a roach somewhere, I would turn on the light before I looked, so that they would have a chance to run and hide. No, it doesn't make sense, and yes, it does seem to be ridiculous, but you don't have to see it if you do that. We can't deal with our lives that way. I think that a lot of us live in denial. I talked a little bit about that before, about that sometimes that's just because we don't want to change. Sometimes we're afraid we won't be able to change. Sometimes it's shame. Whatever the reason that keeps it in the dark, keeps it in us. You see, if it's brought into the light of Jesus Christ, He reveals God has. Where are you going? To be formed in the image of the dear Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. I want to begin reading in John 1, verse 35. And here the scenario is, John the Baptist is there and Jesus comes. Again the next day, John stood with two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." Imagine what a moment that must have been. The two disciples, and this is the two disciples that were with him, heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and, seeing them following, said to them, "What do you seek?" In other words, where are you going? Where do you think you're going? They said to him, "Rabbi," which is to say when translated teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying and remained with him that day. Now it was about the 10th hour. So these disciples, when John the Baptist pointed out to them, "Behold the Lamb of God," they immediately followed. When Christ is revealed in your life, the response has to be obedience. When we recognize who He is, what He has done, we don't want to miss that. We don't want to miss the heavenly purpose. We don't want to miss the heavenly vision. We don't want to miss the salvation that He has provided for us through His own death, burial, resurrection in a human body. Oh, it's wonderful. If you're having a problem with obedience, as I've said to you in the past, it's a problem with not seeing Jesus. Because the more you see Him, now I said to one of my sons the other day, it seems like the more that I see of Jesus, in other words, we would put it as when you go to the next level in your spiritual walk, as I see more of Him and have a greater revelation of Him, then it's the bad news is at the same time I see more of how far away I am from the mark. Why does that happen? Because you can't be exposed to light without seeing the things that were hidden in darkness. As He is more revealed, there's more light in our life, for lack of a better way to put it. Of course, we're trying to express spiritual phenomenon with words that are so limited. But as Christ is formed more and more within us, the light becomes greater and goes into other parts of our being. What do I mean by in other parts of our being? Our personality, our emotions. See, because when you come and you receive Jesus as Savior and Lord of your life, you're not immediately brainwashed. You're not given a new past to think about or new thoughts. We'll do a study on thoughts sometime, but you will find if you study it out that there are many scriptures that reference, think this, don't think that. Take your thoughts into captivity. It has to be an act of your will that they're conformed to the Word So that now, even though you're a renewed, recreated being, you don't want to be living in these old patterns. And I think that that is a problem with a lot of, not just new Christians, but a lot of Christians. Whereas we've accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord, but we haven't allowed the light of revelation of walking into Him, or Him being formed more and more in us, to reveal so that He can heal, and that as an act of our will, we conform our thoughts. We don't just let them go anywhere. You know, it's like tying something down. You say, you're just not going to go anywhere you want to go. You're going to go where I want you to be. Even worse than not making an active attempt to, by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep our thoughts conformed to the Word of God, we expose ourselves to all kinds of things. You know, I used this example years ago, and the Lord gave it to me. If you see somebody in a grocery store, and in their cart is dog food, flea powder, dog treats, a leash, dog bones, what could you say with great assurance? Oh, they have a dog. Now, listen to this. You have to look at your life. What are you carrying around in your cart? If you're always drawn to negative things or evil things, like some people have a thing for horror movies, or they want to read salacious stuff, or novels that are very worldly or whatever, or listen to this gossip or that gossip, or watch violence. And if that's in your cart, what are you feeding? Oh, I just hurt your feelings. All I can tell to you is what the Holy Spirit tells me, and that is, face it. Know where you are. What are you putting in the cart of your life? What are you feeding? Because believe me, there's no such thing as a pet monster. Now, there is in terms of, we'll allow something in our lives to remain because it works for our benefit. Here's an example you may be able to identify. Some people that say, oh, I just can't help it. I've got this terrible temper. They don't want to help it. Why? Because it gets them what they want. Because it's easier just to give a person with a bad temper what they want than to have to deal with their moods and their acting out, like a child throwing a tantrum. So it gets them what they want, so they're not willing to give it up. And now that's just one example of many that we could point to. What is your, in quotes, pet monster? Something you allow in yourself because in the short run it gets you what you want. But I'm telling you this by way of the Spirit, it will turn around and turn on its, you think it, you're its master. Sin in your life, you are never master over it. It is master over you. That's why it is takes the power of Jesus Christ and His resurrection in your life to take that carnal mind, that tendency towards sin, as prisoner, as captive. Because it never, the carnal mind, the unchanged mind, is an enemy of God. It cannot be subjected to the laws of God. It's not in it to do it. So that you're feeding, back to the point about the grocery cart, you're feeding things that are not conducive to your eternal gifted spirit and your eternal purpose and the heavenly vision in your life. You need to make, and I say hard choices because it'll hurt your flesh's feelings to say, no, I'm not going to watch that, or I'm not going to go there, or I'm not going to listen to that, or I'm not going to dwell on that. You know, a lot of people, they want to walk in forgiveness, but yet they're always thinking about what has happened to them. Well, you'll always end up in the same place, and that'll be defeat. Where are you? How does that line up with the Word of God? Well, these disciples, when they were told this is the Lamb of God, and they saw where Jesus was, they wanted to be there. And I want to say this to you today. Jesus is standing before you with His arms open. Now, I am assuming that you've accepted Him as Savior and Lord of your life. If you haven't, you need to do that first. But He still stands there in so many of us, yet we've accepted Him, but we try to limit Him to the areas in our life that we are willing to surrender. It'll catch up with you. You won't fulfill your purpose in God. Oh, give everything to Him. Don't you want that? Let's pray about this. Father, I thank You that your light in our spirits reveal. Your light reveals and it heals. Lord, if there are any unsurrendered areas in our lives, please, Father, reveal that to us by way of your Holy Spirit and give us the power to conform these areas to your will and purpose in our lives. Lord, we want nothing more than to be conformed to your will and purpose. Lord, body, soul, spirit, every part of our being, to have the mind of Christ, which is total submission to the total will of God in our total being. Lord, it's what we want. We know that it can be so because you've rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake through Jesus Christ, in whose name and authority and under whose blood we pray. And everybody said, amen. Remember, I'm praying for you.